It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. More demand has entered the corn market in the past week, particularly from China. So why haven't we seen the market respond accordingly? Scott Shellady breaks it down.
We got some great news about some of these purchases from China, and the market just didn't really take to them. So when a market doesn't react to good news, that makes it tough. So if bullish news doesn't move the needle, that gets a little concerning to me. We're still in a weather market here. What does it show? It shows some decent amount of precipitation. We've got, say, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Missouri all running about 130 to 168% of normal precip for the next 7 days. But, you know, this market still has got some good demand stories in there that might be trumping that a little bit right now. We'll wait and see. But you have to kind of keep that also in consideration when we get to those levels. So keep those in mind, and we'll see what we can get going on for the rest of the week here, and hopefully we can hang on to these gains.
That September corn market closed the day up 4 cents to 3.30 and a quarter. Chicago September wheat futures back down hard after Wednesday's rally. That market dropped 15 and a half cents to 5.35 and a quarter. Live cattle futures were up another $1.97 and a half on the August board to 103.27 and a half. Feeder cattle for August up $3.17 and a half to 142.60. Class 3 milk yesterday up 35 cents to $22.69. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.